That was Ia Arana, which is in fact means good morning in Tahitian. And the story we have now is actually from a tiny island in the Apataki Lagoon in French Polynesia, which must be one of the most remote spots in the world. You can only get there by boat. Just one family lives there, running a dry dock business for yachts during the Pacific cyclone season. Sue Ahern speaks with Pauline Lau and her family, who also have a collection of pet sharks.
I'm with Pauline Lau, and we're on the Apataki Lagoon.
Apataki
yeah. Lagoon. Could you tell me about your life here?
My life here, but before I work in Papeete, long time ago, and since 1992, I moved here for the pearl farm with my husband, and we work with family and some workers, and we work since 1992 until 2008 for only pearl farm. And after, well, we stop definitely the pearl farm.
What happened with the pearl farm?
The pearl farm, before we had the good prices for the pearls, because all our pearls we put in the auction in China, Singapore, Singapore. Or sometimes in Papeete, they make an auction one time a year, and we brought our pearls there. And after 2000, he saw the pearls, the price of the pearls fall down. And he said we work hard, and if it's continued like that for the price, we are not win our life, because we work hard for the pearl farm, because it's a hard work. Eh? Every day, the morning, diving, and after work with shells. And in 2008, my husband said that we stopped the pearl farm. And now we stop pearl farm, and we opened the boat yard in 2009.
So how does it work? How many people bring their boats here for you to store?
For the boat yard? When we start the boat yard, it's very difficult, because we don't know anything about boat yard, because we're pearl farmer. And after, my son Tony, he learned for everything about mechanic, for haul out the boat, and arrive here. But now we are 10 years now. People know us.
So you keep the boats here during the cyclone season?
Yes, but we have a reputation for the cyclone season, because we have a good protection for boat. And here we fix each boat with the four concrete blocks for the cyclone season. Then it's the security for the insurance of the boat. And for other things too, for cyclone season, other boat, they let only for a few months, and they come back to pick up their boat before the cyclone season.
So how many of your family live here?
We are seven.
Just seven.
Yeah. We only my husband, my son, me, his parents, and three workers.
And you actually live here?
Yeah. We live here every day. We stay here for working, and with three workers.
Yeah. What about food? Because there doesn't seem to be a lot of food here. Where do you get your food from?
We grow vegetables, like tomatoes, aubergine, cucumber, cabbage, pepper, and we have fruit like papaya, breadfruit, but it's very, very hard, because it's too salty. But we grow some of fruit trees.
What's the nearest town or village where you could buy things?
We can buy some food. There is a shop at the village, and we can buy some food at the village, but not like a big shop. But we have what we want. And if not, I work with a supermarket in Papeete, and I ask the seller board if they want a big shopping. They can send email for the supermarket, and they deliver directly with the Kobia, the cargo. The name is Kobia. And who comes here three times a week, a month, and people, they are happy, they have their food, the vegetables, everything they want.
Now, can you tell us about the sharks? Because it's most extraordinary that you have five sharks down on the beach.
about the sharks, but when we start in 1992, when we came here, my mother-in-law, well, because we perform, we have many fish, because some shells we threw away when they die. And the shark, but they come to eat near the pearl farm. And my mother-in-law, she saw a nurse shark that you saw on the beach.
The big one.
Yeah, the big one. She's the older. And every day she give fish. And now she usually she comes every day. It depends the weather. If the weather is too windy, she's not coming. They came when it's very calm. And now, until now, long, long time ago, we feed them 10 years now. And they are automatically, they come when they are hungry. They come to ask food, fish.
And they seem very friendly. Is it normal for no sharks to be that friendly?
Before, we are afraid too, because we doesn't know what is a nurse shark. We don't touch. And every day my mother-in-law give fish, and she saw she start to be friendly, and she start to touch her, and now everybody can touch her. They know. They are it's our superstar from the island.
Is it a difficult place to live here because it is so remote? So remote from the rest of French Polynesia.
The first how can I say impression when I arrive here? It's very hard because when we arrive here, say nothing here, only trees, trees, coconut trees, the brushes, everything. And we start to build our house slowly, and because we doesn't know the island before, the first time we came, we must to bring our some wood, everything, materials to build the house. And now, we are so long now, but we prefer to stay here. We like Papeete, but not too long. We prefer to live here. It's simple, and the life here is very no stress and very, very simple.
Is it tribal land, or how did you come to
here? No, it's my mother-in-law. She's the owner, her mother, and now she's dead. She's died, and she has the like a heritage for the land, and now we stay here for the business.
That was Pauline Lau on her French Polynesian atoll, speaking with reporter Sue Ahern.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.